The following program is sponsored by James Freed.
880 The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 90s, and has closed
billions and billions
of dollars in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guest, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
Thank you so much, Juan. It's great to be here. We're happy 4th of July, everybody. We're on with my good friend, Andre Senne. We're going to talk about real estate technology. Andres, who do you have for this month's show?
Thank you, Jim, and that's exactly right. It's a great 4th of July, and we're joined here with Roman Petra, with Nelson Mullins, to talk blockchain as we continue on this evolution of technology and tech enablement in the CRE commercial real estate industry.
Well, listen, let's get right to it. I mean, everybody talks about blockchain. There's even a building now they call the Blockchain Building in Miami. I don't know what that's all about, but let's talk about safety, security, and getting deals done.
So, Roman, tell us more. Educate us. Pretend we don't know. What is blockchain? How is it changing the industry?
Blockchain is a decentralized system, which basically really what we're talking about is a ledger that resides on different networks, nodes, that when transaction happens, various networks basically record the transaction, and basically people can jump in and see the different transactions that happen. And they become immutable as deals happen. They become further and better, non-modified, and protects the system, just saying that every transaction that's happened is not able to be altered in any way.
So it's like paper and a deed. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah. So then, Andres, how does this tie into the Real Estate Collaborative and help you and your team do deals?
Well, it's just as you used to paper a deal physically, blockchain will inevitably allow us to paper the deal digitally. It's written in stone or written in bits. No one can change it. No one can alter it. It's a form of transmission or communication that simply accelerates what we're doing. It allows the digitization of all these documents, these signatures, and then creates a record, as I understand it, that nobody can alter. So all the parties are confident in what they have and where they have it. Just as now you'd go to town hall and you'd look at that deed. It's a physical deed. It can't be altered. Blockchain is the same way. Roman, I know you over there, Nelson, you guys are doing big things with it. Would you add anything there?
No, I think that's right. I think right now with real estate, I think that's probably one of the areas that we're heavily looking at just as an industry, just in general. I think, though, it's a little bit more fragmented in real estate. So just recently, we've been hearing about people putting deeds into a blockchain and also all the ancillary related documents, meaning, for example, the purchase and sale agreement, execution, anything dealing with maintenance of the building. So we're starting to hear about that. But the actual getting it down to the recording, for example, in various county records, that hasn't happened. And keep in mind that every county has its own way of doing business. So we haven't seen that streamlined. Cook County was thinking about doing it. But recently I heard that Cook County, even though they were piloting a program, had done away with it. Now, I haven't verified that independently, but I do know that they were looking at it. And some other countries are starting to dive into it for recording. For example, I think Sweden was one of them. I know the Ukraine was looking at it. So there's definitely move into that direction. But I haven't seen it more pervasive. And again, it's because you have the different fragmented ways of how real estate is handled by the different jurisdictions.
So what you're talking about is actually a big issue that's nationwide. It's technology-wide. We've got 6,800 companies, technologies trying to service the space. Meanwhile, the real estate professionals can't agree on what triple net means from one side of the country to the other. Oh. The same is true for the technology.
Correct.
And that's hindering our progress. Yeah.
Yeah. So, sorry, just to add in, I think that the way right now to streamline or to create an opportunity is where what we're seeing is when a transaction has occurred, that they're putting it separately from the county records into the blockchain. So that's what we're starting to see and everything else that follows.
So then when is there going to be a international standard that this is what people are going to follow? Because until it's the international standard, it's just not going to be able to be completely useful.
No, well, yeah. Well, more importantly, though, right now, streamlining in the United States is one endeavor. I mean, obviously, some other countries are pushing faster than we are on trying to put things into blockchain. But I think, obviously, to standardize just globally will be a difficult enough task. Now, I think here's what I'm thinking. I think what happened with Facebook, which was a surprise to me, I did not see Facebook creating a currency or moving into the blockchain. I should have thought that maybe that may have been potential, but I would have thought Amazon would have been there first just to start moving every product through a blockchain model. That seems to be a very logical move. But now that Facebook's in it, what I'm starting to see is significant hypergrowth. And now where everything was muted, now everything is very, very open. I think people are discussing it. And what I envision is, for example, that a blockchain with a company like Facebook and with all of its members, potentially they may start to develop a product that may be universally acceptable and where we can contemplate the use of blockchain with real estate. But remember, you're talking about a mammoth of Facebook's size, which is now moved into the blockchain business.
So what you're saying is that the industry leaders in the space, your co-stars, Reonomies, VTS, RealNext, CRE Collaborative, as we streamline and standardize the data, we can then, as we reach behemoth or critical mass, start to talk blockchain because everything will connect to one another, which is really what CRE Collaborative does. So we act as a universal connector right now, helping translate and stitch together everything. But as we standardize as an industry, then that blockchain really becomes effective.
Correct.
Well, let's take a step back. Andreas, you do a lot of work with the National Association of Realtors. We're going to have them on the show in a few weeks. Is this something that if the NAR adopted, it would really help move the ball forward? And how would we go about getting that done?
Certainly. So NAR, other associations, everyone is forward-thinking, especially NAR and their second century venture arm, their accelerator programs. We're all trying to solve for standardization of data and an understanding. Residential has been working on this for quite some time, whereas they've got so many platforms that were built in so many ways, it's harder to go backwards. CRE, commercial, is at a point where we can learn from that past lesson and evolve from it. And we've already done so. You see it with the major players today. Platforms like mine that connect the data are a way towards that future. As we get to each unique ID for each deal, each property, that language will start to form, just as it does naturally in evolution. And the connections are there. People are trying to talk. Technologies are talking. Through CRE Collaborative and others, we're starting to find the primary language, just as English is the primary language here. It just takes time and adoption, which is inevitable at this point.
Now, we have the Miami Board of Realtors are up on your system. What are they doing with blockchain?
So blockchain is unique to the professional at this point.
Okay.
It's an incredibly powerful technology in the fact that it is a universal code or language that other insights will be gleaned from. So artificial intelligence and other technologies, data, whenever you can share data at a massive scale that is unchanging, that is authenticated, you can run programs and do things you just simply couldn't do before.
Wow, that's great. So we're going to have Olivia Ramos on in a couple of weeks also with us about the artificial intelligence. It sounds like it's a really interesting way to get everything together and get you to help everybody collaborate. But what would be the next step that we can expect from blockchain?
The next step from blockchain, or at least on my end, on the Creco side, is we're looking at blockchain with our capital raising and marketplace partners. They're using it already in certain instances, tokenization and other aspects of that area. For us, it's just a matter of learning, listening, and being ready to hook in and adopt with our partners. And that's what we're there for, to adopt.
What do you mean tokenization? Yeah. Tokenization. Help me understand how that helps. Blockchain helps with tokenization. Explain tokenization for people who don't know what it is.
Roman, can you take that one?
Yeah, absolutely. When folks are talking about tokenization, basically they're creating economics off the blockchain. So keep in mind that blockchain of itself is just software that we're seeing, and it's managed by various databases, the various nodes, as I mentioned. But basically what you do is, writing on top of the blockchain, you write the different languages or different products that'll be created, including tokens. And tokens basically create an economic incentives tied to a blockchain product. And specifically when we're talking about, for example, tokens tied to real estate, you're monetizing in some way a real estate product. So think of it this way. If I'm buying in today's currency, I'm going out to market and I want to invest in real estate. Obviously, if I'm not actually buying a real estate itself, I can participate by buying a REIT share. Well, a token, for example, would replace that idea of I'm buying an interest in a REIT itself. Rather, I would be buying a product that would be similar in the sense that I can generate revenue, I can receive revenues or NOI received through a dividend distribution. But basically, it's a 21st century view of a product that would be similar to what a REIT stock would be. But that's exactly one product. There could be multiple ways of an item being tokenized in real estate itself. So, for example, I also heard of a group. What they're trying to do is they're trying to tokenize different REIT shares. And when they tokenize it as a REIT pay out dividends, they themselves are being paid. They're making distributions to the token holders.
Guys, let's take a break right here. Roman, can you stick with me and Andres to do another segment for maybe another 5-10 minutes?
Yes.
Awesome. Listen, Wanda, get ready. Take it away. Bring us back with some awesome music for the 4th of July. It's going to be great. I hope everybody's being careful out there. No drinking and driving. Call an Uber or a Lyft. We'll be back with more real estate technology information right after this. Everybody, happy 4th of July. When you're looking to buy or lease a car this 4th of July weekend, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they've got their Audi store. If you're going down to the Keys, visit their store down in Key West. What do all the cars have in common? Well, they're all great cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry advantage. What's the Warren Henry advantage? It's a complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection. You get key replacement. You get a guaranteed purchase offer. You get the best value guarantee, and of course, my favorite, the 72-hour exchange. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry. Make it last all night. She was an American girl.
Ugly.
Stupid.
Dweeb.
Useless, weird,
slow,
things that should never be said.
Shut it down.
We are all beautiful.
We're strong.
We're powerful.
Be loud.
Be proud.
We have the power to put an end to bullying.
So go ahead. Be you. Be bold.
Be different.
Be brave.
Choose to stand up against bullies.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
It's all about you.
Oh, it's all about me. Then that means we're talking about real estate finance. Give me a call at 305-773-6300 because I can help you capitalize your real estate deal. That's right. How do I know about Naples? Well, I helped them finance the Naples Beach Hotel and Club many, many years ago. One of my first really big deals. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Maybe you're working on a real estate deal. You just can't see your way to the end. Need a little help. Call me. I can help. I just sold another deal in Wynwood. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. Thank you so much, Wanda. I really appreciate all the great cuts that you have, especially here for the holidays. We're back with Andres. Thank you, Andres.
Over here at CRA Collaborative. Thank you, Jim, as always. And despite the break, I want to jump right back into it.
Go for it.
And Jim, what we're really saying here is we're taking an illiquid asset, something that you buy and you have to hold for an extended period, and we're getting to a point where you don't have to hold it for that extended period. You could trade it more like a stock. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, I think it's exactly right. And it's freely transferable and giving. And here's the other thing. For example, as I was mentioning about the REIT shares, REITs, for example, can't be accessed in other countries in the United States, meaning U.S. REIT shares. And what will happen is if you can put them into a token product, then they can freely trade on the blockchain. They can be accessed anywhere. And bought and sold. So that's a perfect example, yes.
And so it takes away the currency risk in the project? Is this because we're doing it in dollars, or are we doing it in Bitcoin? What's going on with that?
So you would convert from a fiat into a cryptocurrency, which may not be Bitcoin-based. You can do other
like Athena. There's other
Ethereum, correct.
Like Link, Ethereum, the big players, right?
When you start your own routers.
You're saying overseas investors can buy up interests in projects here in the U.S.?
Correct. And think about it. Look at it this way. Let's just step back for one second. One of the reasons, and I'm not saying it's the only reason, but one of the main reasons why we've seen such a hyperdrive in a lot of the tokens or cryptocurrencies, for example, Bitcoin or Ethereum or any other ones, was because a lot of the countries that are restricted from being able to trade currencies or having barriers, they can easily transfer their denominations electronically and buy and sell the cryptocurrency. But that also drives up prices because they don't have the same restrictions as I'm trying to change from one currency to the next. They simply would go in a bank account and then use their current denominations to buy and sell different cryptocurrency. But that drives up prices, just as a background of why we've seen such a spike sometimes in the
prices.
Correct.
Well, correct. And that will standardize and the ebb and flow will grow. But what I'm really hearing is faster, more, easier, better ways to transact,
that's right.
Better ways
correct.
To fund.
So if time,
that's the point, Jim.
So if time is money and uncertainty is risk, it seems to me like blockchain is the wave of the future. Why is it taking so long for it to be adopted across the field?
I think it's because it's been a fringe for the most part. I mean, until recently, I think it's been very fringe. I think very few people have been dealing with it. And keep in mind that the digital wallet, a lot of people don't like using digital wallet. It's not relatively easy to use. Just generally for I'm talking about the common consumer.
No,
so
it is.
I think the
digital wallet is uncomfortable. The common consumer is not ready to swipe their payphone or their ring on their finger yet.
Right, because for example, if you're using your private key goes out there, somebody then has access to your account, and that's what we heard, right? Essentially, a lot of people they release their key, and you see money being stolen essentially or moved out of the wallet. And outside of the fact that you have hackers who are looking to find opportunities for themselves. So I think a lot of people, it's not as regulated as an industry of banking, a lot of people feel uncomfortable. But I think now, exactly with Facebook's movement into this area, I think that they're addressing the consumer protection issues. So obviously, I think as we move forward, I think blockchain product types, including tokens, are going to become more mainstream and will be one day mainstream.
And not just that. I mean, let's be upfront about it. The block, it's a newer technology. You would not leave your wallet on the bar at a bar at night. Most people need to know what they need to do, how to protect their data, things, and this is data. That key is data. Just like people don't, no longer, at least most, don't leave a post-it on their computer with their password, there are certain steps you can take. And when you take these steps, your data security steps, it is secure. And that's the difference. It's a learning curve. It's an adoption curve. But most importantly, it's an inevitable evolution as more and more people use digital wallets, use their phone, get away from the traditional methods.
So what can we do to promote this technology other than talking about it?
I think most important. So I've done presentations actually with CCIM and some NAR organizations, meaning the local ones. It's educating real estate practitioners about the blockchain so they understand fundamentally what blockchain is. I mean, we're talking about a ledger. I think we can't lose sight of that because that's always been in play. Meaning how you account for the different assets as they're being credited and debited. And that's really what it is. I think as we start to educate people, I think it's more importantly also to get NAR, for example. NAR is a great organization pushing forward on supporting the blockchain and moving real estate into the blockchain. I think that is important because I think just like Andres pointed out, it would streamline the process, make it more efficient, time savings, and imagine that you can think about this. And this is what excites me about blockchain. At any given time, you would be able to see on any real estate transaction what encumbrances or liens are tied to real estate product. Think about it. So if I'm looking at buying a real estate, every encumbrance, every real estate conveyance would be tied in, so I can see it as a consumer, and I can say, "Oh, I see it now." Obviously, a regular person may say, "I don't necessarily understand what this encumbrance means," but at least you can see it, versus having to rely on a couple of days of a title company generating a report. Now, I do see title playing a big part of it still. I think that you still need title insurance; that's an important component. But this would make it a lot more fluid, a lot more efficient in regards to moving real estate.
And not just that, Jim, it's tech enablement, right? As more real estate, especially commercial real estate, was able to stay away from technology because it was a telephone business. It's still a relationship telephone business, don't get me wrong. But the consumers, our clients, are evolving. They want that information Roman's talking about. They want to be able to access it. They want to see what we see, at least to a point. And as more and more consumers demand it, just what happened in residential, we have to provide it. And that's what's happening. People are coming online looking for it.
And one piece, like for example, I'll just say a example. I'm currently working on a project, and it's a subdivision development. And what we're wondering is whether the actual road have been dedicated. And we've looked through public records and can't find it yet. We are hearing that the real estate, that the actual roads have been dedicated. Now think about it, in a blockchain, I should be able to see because every transaction would be available through blockchain, meaning everything would tie back in. So it would save a lot of time, a lot of energy.
Free and clear title, as well as easements, the ability to, and this ties back into the AI and the other development visualization techs, the ability to identify a parcel, look at the relative data around that market, and then see into the town hall, I can do this, I can do that, with zero ambiguity and zero error.
100%. And also think about just, Andres, as you pointed out, the AI component. I would be able to generate, for example, an Ethereum smart contract, I would be able to generate contracts like PSAs, and a lot of it would be driven by AI technology, meaning that when I'm ready to move from one, either buy or sell, I can easily move into those positions using AI technology, which would be one phenomenal leap for us. And obviously, AI is already there. Deep thinking is working, but we haven't seen it as consumer in real estate in the blockchain. So that'll be exciting as we move that direction.
Who do you see as the first adopters of this technology? We've only got about a minute left, guys.
So, I mean, they're already early adopters. There are people who are buying and selling real estate. They're putting it, one, in blockchain, but they're already using cryptocurrency to buy and sell real estate. That's already happening. But now it's moving from that area to more of a pervasive use. And I think we're moving there. Again, the issue is that we're very fragmented in real estate. It's not obvious. I mean, things aren't as transparent. So I think that if we can start putting things in a blockchain and start to work in uniform, I think definitely this will open up the real estate market to a much more efficient way of moving real estate.
Well, I want to thank you,
remove
guys.
Remove the fragmentation with us, Jim, over at Siri Collaborative, and then start to enable and activate on the blockchain there with Mullins and other companies. That's the short answer.
Well, that's great. I want to thank you guys for coming and talking about blockchain. You want to give us a wrap-up there, Andres?
Sure. Always happy to be here. Again, it's a collaborative business. It's a relationship business. CRE Collaborative brings that online, connects not only you to your professional network, but connects you to all the technologies you need. We handle the technology for you, so you can focus on the business of closing business.
I want to thank you guys so much, Andres. Now, you're going to be able to stay with me on the second half hour and talk to our next guest as well, right?
Absolutely. And follow up with both of us, especially on Cracko.ai anytime. Our team's here to help. We can answer questions or point you in the right direction to get you that service going.
All right. Well, we've only got about a minute left, Andres. Why don't you tease our next segment?
I could not be happier to have guest co-host Matthew Smith over at RealNext, another industry leader. As we're coming off a talk about standardization and all-in-one services, RealNext is a great platform, a long-standing platform in the industry. They've been around as long as I have, as long as CRE Tech, and their platform is going to help. They're the platform or technology behind the deal, they say. But I'll let Matt talk more on that. I believe he's got a guest, too.
Yeah, we're going to have a great show. It's going to be a great second half. And stick with us. You're going to learn how to help your real estate business thrive here on the 4th of July. I want to thank everybody for being with us. Wanda, take it away and give me some good patriotic music.